By Park Ages, President Hidilamatu sent ministers and solicitor general on leave amid corruption probes. Medrap calls for nationwide forensic audit of public health facilities after ZAMSA findings. And in global news, Trump moves nuclear submarines after Russian ex-president's comments. Good afternoon, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM main news. The Action Institute for Policy Analysis Center, IPAC, has called on President Hakainde Hichilema to send cabinet ministers and the solicitor general who are under investigation for corruption on leave to allow for smooth investigations. IPAC Executive Director Solomon Ingoma says the move would protect the integrity of ongoing investigations by the Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, and ensure that whistleblowers are not intimidated. Mr. Ngoma has reminded the president that while in opposition, he promised that individuals appearing before law enforcement agencies over corruption allegations would be suspended until investigations were concluded. He has also noted that suspending public officials under investigation is widely considered international best practice and is key to maintaining public trust, upholding the rule of law, and preventing interference in investigations. IPAC says corruption remains a major concern in the country, with a recent Afrobarometer survey showing that 63% of Zambians believe the government is handling the fight against corruption poorly, hence the need for President Hichilema to take decisive action to demonstrate commitment toward tangible results and not just pronouncements.
This approach is essential for upholding the rule of law, preventing potential interference with investigations and evidence, and in maintaining public trust in institutions. IPAC is concerned that the fight against corruption efforts in Zambia has seen a worrying trend, with numbers indicating a drop in effectiveness. According to our recent report, corruption remains a significant challenge, with many Zambians expressing dissatisfaction with the government's efforts to combat corruption. Our last survey revealed that 63% of Zambians believe that the Zambian government is handling the fight against corruption poorly. It is against this backdrop that IPAC believes that decisive action is needed to demonstrate the government's commitment to fighting corruption.
Police in Katete District are investigating the death of a 39-year-old man whose body was discovered behind a shop near a filling station along Great East Road. Eastern Province Police Commissioner Robertson Wemba says the deceased has been identified as Esau Banda of Chivoria Compound. Mr. Wemba says the incident happened on Thursday night when a security guard on duty at a shop intercepted Mr. Banda as he loitered near a Volvo truck parked at the premises. According to police, the guard reported that the man appeared drunk and had earlier fallen into a nearby water pond as he attempted to flee, and that after informing the shop owner's son, the guard was advised to keep him at the shop until morning. However, at about 07 hours the following day, the man was found unconscious and later confirmed dead with police officers who visited the scene, confirming that there were no visible injuries on the body. Mr. Mwemba adds that the body has been taken to St. Francis Hospital mortuary for a post-mortem as investigations continue, and that the security guard has been detained to assist police with the case. The Medicines Research and Access Platform, MedRap, has called on the government to extend the forensic audit from the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency to all public health facilities across the country. MedRap Executive Director Leo Kadioka says while the ZAMSA audit has revealed inflated drug prices, missing stock and procurement irregularities, the findings so far are just the tip of the iceberg. He says pilferage and mismanagement at district hospitals, clinics and dispensing outlets must also be investigated to ensure medicines reach patients. Mr. Lioka, however, acknowledges that investigations have so far covered 401 health facilities, leading to 75 arrests and 27 convictions, with some senior ZAMSA officials now facing prosecution. The MedRap Executive Director is also calling for the publication of audit findings and the prosecution of everyone involved, regardless of rank, as a way of restoring public confidence in the health system.
I think ending it at Ramsar may not really give us a complete picture. The indication from what has happened at Heroes Stadium, I think, is a tip of an iceberg, you know, for us to see that there is still quite a lot that lies beneath. And I think there must be a deliberate effort to extend this and, you know, unveil what is beneath the carpet in terms of the supply chain of medicine. It will not be complete to just deal with Zamsa and leave it there and think that we'll have dealt with the mess in the supply chain of medicines in the public sector.
The Kitwe Teaching Hospital has announced that its renal dialysis unit, which had been non-functional for the past 3 weeks, has now been restored and is fully operational. Renal dialysis is a critical medical procedure for individuals with kidney failure, which performs the vital function of filtering waste and excess fluids from the blood. Last week, Phoenix News reported that the dialysis unit at Kitwe Teaching Hospital had been down for over 2 weeks, leading to numerous complaints from renal patients in Kitwe and surrounding towns, many of whom were forced to travel to Ndola multiple times to access the life-saving treatment. In a statement, Kitwe Teaching Hospital Public Relations Officer Helen Hitima confirmed that the disruption was caused by a pump failure in the dialysis unit, a fault that has been rectified and that the unit is back to full operational capacity. Ms. Hitima expressed gratitude to the Ministry of Health for its swift intervention and to Augusta Limited, the company engaged to repair the faulty equipment, who worked around the clock to ensure the restoration of the services and provide relief to patients suffering from kidney-related complications. The hospital has assured that the public and all renal patients that it will continue working closely with relevant stakeholders to maintain uninterrupted dialysis services while encouraging patients to resume accessing the treatment locally at Kitwe Teaching Hospital. Kabwe District Commissioner Lennox Shimwambwa has commended government's expansion of its target for purchasing maize from farmers from 560,000 metric tons to 1 million metric tons, a move that will improve the country's food security. Mr. Shimwambwa emphasized the upward adjustment when he visited the Mukoveko Food Reserve Agency FRA depot, one of 12 depots in Kabwe District. According to Mr. Shimwambwa, the Food Reserve Agency has already bought over 94,000 bags of maize from small-scale farmers in Kabwe, spending more than 2.6 million kwacha on payments. He has commended farmers for responding to President Hakainde Hichilema's call to increase maize production after last year's drought and urged them to continue selling to the FRA instead of turning to briefcase buyers offering lower prices. The district commissioner has also assured farmers that the distribution of farming inputs under the Farmer Input Support Program, FISP, is scheduled to start in September and October, with registration for beneficiaries already underway.
We also have so far paid out 2.6 million out of the 94,599 bags we have received. So we continue to monitor and to ensure that we get more zip, get more scale, get more manpower, and also, more importantly, try and also get more satellite depots. The numbers are huge and it's immense, and we're very excited that the government has such a huge number. So this update for Kabwe District, we continue to monitor our 12 depots to ensure that we pick up as much as possible.
Phoenix FM News, we take a break.
Phoenix FM. A whole new flight for radio.
In global news, U.S. President Donald Trump says he has ordered two nuclear submarines to be positioned in the appropriate regions in response to highly provocative comments by former Russian President Dmytro